fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Serta's Brewing Studios. That's right. We all wish we were there, still there last week at Serta's Brewing. It was a great time. But look, Serta's Brewing does great fine craft beers. They're at 600 Government Street. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been there, it's a great venue. It's a fun place. They have trivia night. They have music. And sometimes they have live radio sausage making. It's an unbelievable thing. If you have not been to Serta's Brewing and tried their fine craft beers, you need to go. Anyway, we are, with some regret, back in the studio, confined to our underground bunker, but it's okay, because the team, the gang is all here, as always, at the keyboards there, making the electrons dance, and making us feel safe and safe and secure with all the electrons, and getting it to you over every possible electronic medium you can imagine, whether it's TuneIn Radio, streaming at fmtalk1065.com, or just on your old truck radio. You're sitting out behind the house in your truck radio where your wife doesn't know where you're at listening to us. It all comes through the magic and prowess, the incredible acumen of our award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate that. Right. Good to be here with you.
As always. It's always good.
Yes, yes.
And there is a possibility there will be some decorum and dignity tonight, because our quality assurance director is here with us, as always, a wonderful co-host, executive producer. She is really the driving force that makes us palatable to the majority of listeners.
Wow.
Yes. Gold star wife.
I'm moving up.
United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Although you're right, last week is hard to talk. It was so much fun.
That was so much fun.
Yeah.
And a great way to kind of, I guess this would be our end of summer show tonight, because, you know, Labor Day is coming up.
Labor Day this unofficial, weekend is official end of summer. You're right.
So Serta tonight, it was a good way to top off the summer.
Thank you to Serta's Brewing and Cottage Hill Package Store, which is opening Havana Ray's Cigar Lounge very soon, and we'll have more information on that. They sponsored the event last week. And thank you to all of you that showed up last week. Freddie showed up. Joe Abdullah did not show up, but a whole bunch of other listeners, you all showed up. You know who you are.
And we still had a lot of
David showed up
and
called from behind the van, got on the show. Good for him. No, really, thank you for everybody who showed up. We really, really had a good time. I hope all of you had a good time. And the good news for all of us is they want to do it again.
Yay.
So,
more fun.
We're going to do it again. The date's not set, but we probably, I'm thinking November time frame. And they're talking about doing it regularly, maybe every quarter.
Sounds good.
So it'll be fun. It'll be beer and cigars and Common Sense Radio. Tax man says, have another third of blast. Good on radio. It was good. We had some lessons to learn, because there's a little bit of reverb there.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
When we're talking, we're on the air talking to you, and we could hear ourselves in the brewery echoing.
About 3 seconds later.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that much.
No,
it seemed
wasn't
like
that
it was
much.
About it was, a half a second.
Yeah.
It was
just enough. You had to tune it out.
That you kind of, good. Yeah.
That has always been an issue with live remotes. Been doing this in the business for many, many years. And so that's always been kind of a concern with with live remotes, even, you know, the typical ones where you do, you know, like a 60-second break. Hey, we're out here at this car dealership having a great time. Great deals for you, blah, blah, blah.
Come on out.
You have to make sure that those speakers are away from you, that you don't get lost in your own voice.
Right. Exactly right.
And it was a little off-putting.
A little off-putting, but we got
but
through
you know
it,
what?
And there was a little bit of...
I just put my headset on, and then I just chose not to listen, and then I didn't hear it anymore.
Well, and then
it was weird.
I'm an oddball radio guy. I always have one ear uncovered, right?
That's from your Navy days.
Yes, it is from my Navy days. I always have one ear uncovered. that may not work on a live remote.
No.
Yeah. I do that when I'm in here with you because you taught me that. But that night when I put it on and it fixed the problem.
And see, but I didn't learn that.
You should have asked the quality assurance.
So I think I should have learned
that. And turn your headphones way, way up so all you hear is your headphones
and nothing else. That's right. Yeah. Some great lessons learned. We're going to do it again. It's a lot of fun. So stay tuned to our Facebook page and everywhere else. And then another great news, I guess there was such positive feedback, such love and warmth and adoration that FM Talk Radio has decided we're going to be on the podcast.
Yes, yes. You can.
So you can start going to FMTalk1065.com.
Well, any place that you find a podcast.
We're going to start being there.
iTunes, TuneIn.
And you can start picking us up.
Simplecast.
That's just too crazy.
It's there. Just search for FM Talk 106.5 or Common Sense Radio. It'll be there starting tomorrow morning sometime.
Awesome. That is so awesome that we're going to be on the podcast. We've done some before, but, that was
Pete,
years
ago.
We
could get back on the Twitter.
And we could get back on Twitter.
I mean, you're on there a lot. I'm on there.
Twitter.
But we could.
You could follow me.
Yeah, we could
on the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter. We're nothing compared to the president, though.
He
is a Twitter beast.
Yeah.
And he's been out there after it, and we'll get those. Okay, the news we can sit here and just wallow in that Certus brew.
Yeah, we could talk about
glory and glow for a while. But the listeners are out there going, all right, get on with the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, since last week, we have to acknowledge the passing of Senator John McCain.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he must have been – it was kind of odd because the Friday they came out with the news that he has decided to cease. I mean, he had hung on to the bitter end. Came out with a release. He decided to – terminate or cease, stop all treatment.
Mm-hmm.
He died the next day.
Yeah.
Boom. So, I mean, he was fighting it all the way to the end. I know there's controversy among some, but I'm going to leave it at that Senator McCain served our country in the Navy. I'm a Navy vet. He served in the Senate. There's no doubt he loved our country. So rest in peace. God bless him. And condolences and God's strength and comfort to the family.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to refrain from any of the negatives about that past.
I agree.
At least I am.
There is enough time that people will write the history of John McCain for years and years and decades.
But when somebody dies, it's not the time.
No,
that's the time for magnanimity and grace and to let it go. So look, and like
and
I
there's
said, God
other
bless
stuff,
the family.
And I mean,
there's other stuff, and
again,
look, with
tax man, everyone's tired of it again.
Right,
already.
We're
Isn't
tired
sad?
Of it.
Yeah,
and
I
look,
know.
We'll move on because I mean, look, for Arizona, I know they're in mourning, but hey, with Jeff Flake having resigned and not seeking election, there's a really good chance that Arizona will actually flip red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I hear what you're saying.
I'll leave it at that.
I caught it. I caught it.
I'll leave it at that. Okay.
At best, it was purple, right?
Yeah.
At best,
okay.
It was purple.
So we'll leave it at that. And actually, another little Arizona note, since we're out in Arizona, I just found this one today. And this is indicative of how unhinged the Democrats are. There's an Arizona congressman, a Democrat, and I don't care who he is, but he's out making statements. He had some kind of press release or public statement, interview or something, came out today. He is warning ICE agents that they will not be safe. They will be subject to prosecution after Trump is gone.
Oh, my goodness.
What kind of threat is that? I mean, the poor ICE agents, they're law enforcement guys out there trying to do the job to enforce the laws that you morons in Congress have passed not fixed. And you're threatening to prosecute them for doing their jobs?
Unhinged is the only thing that you can say. Liberalism is a mental disorder.
I used to chuckle when
Michael Savage said that. But it's true.
But now there's no other explanation.
It's the only explanation that makes sense.
Well, and Pete, there were people. I know people in certain ways that, work for the State Department, various organizations, under the Bush administration. And then about halfway into the Obama regime,
right,
reign of terror, I guess we like to think of it as, they really were harassed, and that'd be the nicest way to say it. But like, it could happen because it did happen.
No, they will go after you,
and that's a horrible. There's another horrible thing to try to.
Yeah, you're doing your job for the. That's kind of the same thing as going and prosecuting our service members after they've gone to battle.
Yeah.
And then trying to take some sort of legal standard and take that. And actually, there's another one that goes right along with this. Remember how we got the liberals were going nuts about John Brennan getting his security clearance revoked? I stumbled on a little tidbit that everybody had forgotten. Hmm. Do you remember right after Benghazi? There were some whistleblowers, some people who wanted to come forth and tell the story of what really happened and testify to Congress about what happened. Do you know what John Brennan did?
Pulled their security clearances.
He revoked their security clearances.
Mm-hmm.
John Brennan revoked the security clearances of the of the Benghazi whistleblowers.
So, wow.
Isn't it amazing how what goes around comes around? All right,
Indeed. Folks,
we're lots of news to cover. We're through wallowing with the Serta's Brewing glow from last week. We are ready for your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Serta's Brewing Studios. I just can't get over that. I can't say that enough. Hey, you know, the stock market set records again. Now, it's back down today, but they had like 3 days running and setting records, you know, because all sorts of good economic news. Oh, by the way, which reminds me, did you see? Remember how the Obama administration, they put out the economic GDP growth, and then a few weeks later, they'd revise it down?
Revise it downward, yes.
And the Trump administration, they revised it up.
Yes.
Second quarter wasn't 4.1, folks. It was 4.2. And the Atlanta Fed has come out and projected for this quarter, it will be 4.8, baby. Rock on.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is supposed to be a commercial for gold and
silver.
I'm sorry. Look,
because you never know when those downturns are going to
go back and around. But actually, with the stock market going up, folks, that's when gold and silver is what?
On sale.
Right. So you need to go to Loop Coin at 3972 Government Boulevard. That is your headquarters for buying or selling gold or silver. They know how to do it. They can walk you through it. They can explain it to you. So if you need to buy or sell gold or silver, you need to go to Loop Coin at the corner of Government Boulevard and Azalea Road. They are there. They've been forever. They are one of the original sponsors of Common Sense Radio, and they're still with us almost 7 years later.
Thank you.
Need to go. Thank you, Loop Coin. Go to Loop Coin. Tell them you heard it on Common Sense Radio, your headquarters for buying gold and silver there in the corner of Government Boulevard and Azalea Road and Skyland Shopping Plaza. All right. I know it's hard for us to get over having been out on a remote in a nice, a balmy summer night. You know, we were monkeying around over there at Serta's Brewery, just having a great time. So it's really hard when we get back in the studio not to monkey up the broadcast.
Right, right.
Because, you know, we're pretty monkey-like in here a lot of times.
Go bananas.
Especially when Teresa's not here.
Go bananas.
But when Teresa's here, we try to behave more. Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're not as monkey-like.
Right.
But, you know, we do that, you know, whatever that is. So that gets us into what is this sheer nonsense and stupidity about poor the guy. Congratulations, Representative Ron DeSantis won the primary for
governor.
Governor of Florida, Republican governor of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And he said—
By an overwhelming majority over Adam Putnam.
Yeah, was it? I didn't see the numbers.
Yeah, It was a substantial number. Don't have them right in front of me, but it was a substantial win for DeSantis in the primary.
Well, good for him. And then he went and was it an interview? He was doing an interview or something. There's a clip of it where they were asking him something about it. And he just said, look, we're not going to monkey up the success in Florida with socialism.
It would be, paraphrasing, he was saying it would be a mistake for the voters of Florida to monkey up the success that we've enjoyed under
But he said it within like a long paragraph of other things too.
Oh yeah, yeah,
it was long. Yeah, like I heard it today, and I'm like, this is what they're pulling out.
Yeah, we reach into Florida. We reach across the fruited plain. We never know there are listeners in Louisiana, North Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Florida, Mississippi. They're all over. So it's not just Mobile. So let's go. We have James, regular listener from Pensacola. So James, what do you have for us on this DeSantis? Fake outrage.
Well, I think it's like everything else, you know, the establishment doesn't want him to be governor. You know, and isn't it pitiful, you know, how many millions of years have people made that term, you know, no monkey business, stuff like that?
I was listening to a talk show just within the last 48 hours where they ran a variety of clips from a variety of different people.
Of Democrats saying
Democrats,
monkeying around.
Yeah, and it was a situation. You know, this is a phrase that is in common usage.
Yeah.
There is no
like a monkey wrench.
No
yeah,
bigotry
like
or racism associated with it from Ron DeSantis in particular, just like there was no racism associated with it when Barack Obama.
Barack Obama said it.
Said it.
He said it. He said because he was saying something about good news is the Democrats
and Chuck Schumer and
Did you hear that one? He was saying some good news is that Democrats control the voting machines in Ohio. But I have to admit, you know, Democrats have monkeyed with elections in Chicago too.
Yeah,
he said that. So
yeah. So yeah,
and the thing I don't get is, wait a minute, liberals, you keep telling us we all come from monkeys anyway. Right?
Yeah.
We all come, don't we? Aren't liberals constantly telling us it doesn't matter if you're white or
you're
black?
Right, Pete,
you're coming.
That.
We're descended from monkeys. So why? To me, the thing that's crazy is why is if you say anything like monkey and Democrats immediately think African American? Where does that come
from? And what about, you know, anytime the left calls our local police pigs? You know, isn't that offensive? Our police protect us, you know?
No, they're attacking ICE for doing their jobs, just like this guy in Arizona.
The Border Patrol,
Border Patrol, they're constantly, they wear it as a badge of honor to attack the police and call them pigs and murderers and baby killers and whatever. They do that to the military, but they don't seem to have a problem with that. But they mean it. But see, well, to me, that doesn't, it's not the same as what DeSantis said. He wasn't talking about anybody, he was just using a term, said, don't monkey this up.
Soros is pulling out all the stops. You know, they're going to say and do anything they can to, you know, they want blanketed amnesty. They want to repeal the Second Amendment and, you know, everything that they want to do, you know.
No, and actually, this is not surprising because, look, the Gillum, right? That's his name. He's a socialist. He's an avowed socialist. He was standing there with Bernie Sanders. So Florida is kind of like Texas. It's an economic machine. It has prosperity. It is prospering across the board. People are moving there in droves because Florida is a success story.
Well,
so you want to screw it up?
Yeah, exactly. This controversy came out of the Gillum camp.
Yeah,
This is not the first time he's tried to use the racist brush. He tried to paint Adam Putnam when he thought Putnam had the chance of winning early on campaign as you know, being a racist. So this is nothing new for the mayor of Tallahassee, who during his tenure has presided over the most crime-ridden city in the state of Florida.
Oh, is it? Tallahassee is?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. Well, so,
but they can't debate the issues.
Of course
not. So they got to make it racist.
Well, absolutely.
You can be as mean as you want to be to any white person or conservative.
Or Christian.
I mean, this just shows they're grabbing at that. But it also, think about who still has heard anything from the mainstream media about what's going on in South Africa. And that really did break more so last week.
They're just killing white
people
down there. Nobody cares about
that. Completely covered up. They're putting it off as like just a spoof story. But, I mean, it's very credible. I mean, there's credible sources that are saying, you know, this isn't even a new thing. It's been going on. And even, you know, the president ended up tweeting about it and I think last Friday.
Okay.
So, you know, it's getting a little bit of movement. But this just shows, okay, they're going to jump on one isolated word, but they're going to ignore tons of credible evidence of what actually is going on.
In places in, like South Africa.
Yeah. I mean,
no, it's just a total distraction because they know you can't take Bernie Sanders socialism and impose it on Florida and Florida's going to prosper or benefit. It's going to make, you know, turn Florida into California. Yay! That's what we all want. So, I mean, so they know they can't debate that, so they got to turn it into racism. That's why I think they jumped on it. They go, ooh, gift. Yeah. We'll turn this into something. And who knows if it's
going to be traction. It really kind of reveals their desperation.
Exactly.
In my opinion, it just makes them look really desperate.
Nothing but hypocrisy, you know, on the left. They talk about how they hate the big corporations, yet they run all the big corporations. They hate Wall Street, yet they own it, you know?
No, and
it's just like this thing in South Africa, you know.
Oh, no,
you know, they hated that country 30 years ago, but now they like it.
Yeah, and they're now, for people who don't know, the South African government has passed laws now to confiscate any white-owned farms that they deem should be redistributed to the native black people, and they're starting to do it. And it's becoming bloody, and it's going to be trouble. But
you know,
they don't care about that stuff.
This is a group of people, a political ideology, who claim that they're for democracy. Really, what about South Africa, Zimbabwe, places like that?
No, they threw democracy away. Zimbabwe is a basket case. They did. I mean, South Africa is going to do the same thing from Rhodesia to Zimbabwe. It's going to become a basket case. It's going to follow the footsteps of Venezuela. But I meant to double down on your point. What they keep trying to say that the Republicans are for the rich people. Not true. That has flipped over the last couple of decades. The richest people are Democrats because it wields power.
Mm-hmm.
That's what mega business.
And who gets hurt the worst by flooding the borders? The unions.
The unions and the workers, not the tech companies. So Democrats are the party of the rich. Make no mistake
about
it. They are. All right, James, we're way up on the hard break. Thank you for calling in.
Good night.
Thank you for calling in from Pensacola. We got lines open. Text us at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Certus Brewing Studios. And at the bottom of the hour, we bring forth a very, very special sponsor, ABC Shirts and ABC Signs. Go to abcshirts.biz, or abcsigns.biz. They can make you custom-made dry fit shirts, custom-made yard signs, or they have promotional materials there. You may not know it, but ABC Signs, which is down on LaRue Steiner Road, right, you turn right by the Tractor Supply off of Highway 90 in Tillman's Corner, that is your headquarters for Trump gear. Folks, they got your Make America Great hats in there, the T-shirts, and actually today they actually posted on their Facebook page great news.
Hmm?
Hillary Clinton has seen the light.
Hmm?
They posted a picture of Hillary in their store.
Whoa.
Wearing a MAGA hat.
Wow.
And picking out Trump T-shirts.
Wow.
She is seeing the light. So, folks, if you need Trump gear, you need to go to ABC Shirts and ABC Signs down there on LaRue Steiner Road, right around the corner from the Tractor Supply. You need to go down there and get your Trump gear. Or they'll make you custom-made T-shirts, whatever you want. You name it, for your sports team, your family reunion, or whatever. They will do it. Actually, they had a cutout of
yes, I'm.
You've seen it, right?
No, I haven't seen it.
That was great.
Yeah.
Actually, it was a really. The picture was. I mean, you looked at it and you go, Hillary Clinton's in there.
Yeah.
Right. It looked like her. It was awesome. Go there. Give them a call at 877-744-6750. And they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth. And this idea that government is beholden to the people, that it has no other source of power except the sovereign people, is still the newest and the most unique idea in all the long history of man's relation to man. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves.
Boom! We've played some of this before. That is from his famous Time for Choosing speech at the RNC when he was speaking for Barry Goldwater running for president in 1964, folks. And I picked it because this week's column is Standing Alone in a Deep, Murky Swamp. And that's what our poor president has been up against. He's pretty much standing alone in a deep, murky swamp, armed with nothing but Twitter.
Yeah.
Seriously, that poor guy.
You're right.
The Democrats are on his butt, and the media is trying to personally destroy him. The Democrats are unhinged, and the Republicans are generally on the sidelines.
Yeah.
As soon as it gets tough, I mean, literally Trump drags them into his successes.
Right.
And they stand with him when everything goes well.
Yep.
And then as soon as the going gets tough, oop, we got to go.
Yeah.
They run for cover. And the part that really gets me in there was, we confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan for ourselves. That's what we're up against. There is a complex, a federal complex in Washington of bureaucrats, elected officials, and the media folks, the media, the deep state, they're all hooked together at the hip.
Well, And that's the difference between tyranny and liberty.
Yes.
Tyranny and liberty. And tyranny, it flourishes under socialism and communism, and liberty flourishes under capitalism.
Yes.
That's the very, very difference in a nutshell, the difference between tyranny and liberty.
And we do. We have Trump's policies to thank for these upticks and all the economic. But it's honestly, we have capitalism to thank.
Capitalism. Because of capitalism.
Yeah. And then off air, that quote reminds me when we were just talking, when Mark brought up the good point of, you know, these elections going on right now.
Right.
In your local, it kind of, when you can know who your local leadership is and those officials, and you can actually go to them and see them face to face, it diminishes the power
of the federal
somewhat.
Government.
Yes.
Well,
somewhat.
But that's why you want to
so
push
so important.
Push the power down.
Push as much power back down to the individual.
Because you can grab your county commissioner by the throat. You can find him.
Right.
Or her. Right? You can find him.
Not literally. You don't grab him by the throat literally. But you can confront them in person and say,
but it's just a different.
Look, you need to be
not,
going
right,
this direction.
But you can talk to them and they will listen to you. Your state senator, your state representative. That's why you need to push it down. But they are literally hoarding power in Washington. And Trump is draining the swamp. He is destroying their power base, and they will stop it.
Oh, yeah.
There, and it's not just Democrats. There's a lot of big government Republicans on this who are stabbing him in the back when he's turned around.
Have you seen an angry gator when you invade his space in the swamp? Have you seen what an angry gator does?
You know what?
And I'm not talking about the football team over there in the center of Florida.
No, I know you. Yeah. I've never been that. I've seen gators up close and personal, but I've never.
We've watched a lot of swamp people. You've never seen them angry.
I never pushed them out of their space.
You don't want to see them angry.
No. When they get cornered. And that's exactly what's going on. And that's why standing alone in a deep, murky swamp, the GOP's on the sideline. God bless Jeff Sessions, but nobody knows what he's doing. And really, the whole thing about the column is, there's a shift. What we're seeing it's been developing, but we're getting the shift. At first, they were going to get rid of Trump because Trump colluded with Russia to overturn. And, they can't seem to make that stick. They can't find it. There's nothing there.
Because it never happened.
Because there never was anything there. They're trying to make – and I highly recommend the Russia hoax. I'm reading it. It's a really good book. It explains how the whole thing actually is a cover-up for Clinton and Obama malfeasance. But here's the shift, and we've been watching it all summer. They're shifting from Trump needs to go because of Russian collusion to Trump needs to go because he's a bad man.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a bad man. He hung out with porn stars. he had a smarmy lawyer.
Don't care.
One of the guys in his campaign 10 years ago got convicted of tax evasion.
Don't care.
Right. But that's what they're doing, because what they're banking on is nobody, that the general public doesn't look, that Manafort stuff is from over 10 years ago, has nothing to do with the campaign, nothing to do with Russian collusion. They're banking that the general public goes, oh, look, there's a guilty, guilty headline, Manafort guilty. Oh, Manafort guilty, Trump guilty.
Right.
That's all they're banking on.
Yep.
It's an awful, ugly smear. And folks, if we don't stand and stand with our president, he's the only one standing in the swamp right now and fighting back furiously with tweet after tweet after tweet.
Yeah. And even that's a threat in a sense now, or it's becoming threatened, you know, because we have the whole controversy. You know, you're hearing more and more whispers of, should the government regulate, you know, because of
the shadow banning that's going on.
So, you know, honestly, I don't know how I feel about it.
No, actually, they're letting the big tech do it. They're letting the social media do it. The government doesn't do it. They wink and nod at Twitter and Google and Facebook.
But,
and
go, I mean, hey, like, even with our little posts and stuff, like, they don't get where they're supposed to go. I mean, it really is a way that it's suppressing the speech. But
why is it people follow me every day on Twitter?
Oh.
Every day I get new followers on Twitter. But you know what? I still have 2,178 followers.
Yes. You're not the first person.
It doesn't change.
No.
It never does.
But I get people follow me every day.
Right.
And I go look, and it's been going on for months, and I still have 2,178 followers. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
How's that possible?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. We got
some calls.
Bert from Theodore has been holding patiently. Bert, what do you got for us?
Yeah, Pete, in Jacksonville, this kid loses a video game, goes out and gets his gun, comes back and shoots the place up. This kid had been in and out of mental hospitals, but he still somehow legally got his hands on a gun. Why isn't the system working?
Now, I haven't really paid that much attention to it. I did not know. So this kid had a bunch of mental health issues?
Yeah. He had been committed.
And he still got his hands on a gun.
He still legally got his hands on a gun. Now, I've never been for gun control, Pete, but when they started saying, we're going to do background checks to keep the guns out of the hands of criminals and psychos, I was all for that if they could make it work. But apparently, it's not working.
Well, no, it's not working a lot. I mean, there's all sorts of cases where that's not working.
Well, as a parent of a teen, young teen, and the gaming, I mean, that is a full-on assault to parents.
No,
I mean, it is a constant. There is no such thing as innocent gaming.
No.
And I'll tell you why. Everything's connected. Everything's online. There's so much that can. I've studied recently about how gaming itself has now become, it's considered, gaming addiction is a mental condition deemed by the WHO, which doesn't mean a lot. I don't put a lot of stock in that. However, however, all addictions work a little bit the same way chemically in the brain.
Right.
Why are we not hearing a little bit more about, is it true that maybe we have a generation of people whose minds are being completely
warped?
Fried, frazzled. What, I don't know really what the correct word would be, but I know it's real. I know that it's something that's there. They can be intruded by hackers. I mean, it's just not the idea you're just playing a happy little football game.
Well, no, yeah. There's
lots of pieces of this puzzle.
Well, they're being inured to violence and sex. They see
but
it all
But we never
on
hear
there.
Anything
it's like, it's not
about
real.
That.
Reset.
Right. And then how many of these people are actually on different kinds of psychotic drugs, antidepressants, all of this goes hand in hand. They're hardly ever isolated incidents. Like, they're all, it's all one big pot.
And there's some studies now come out that said it's actually making our kids dumber.
Oh, yeah.
They said you need to get the electronic devices out of your small children's hands. You think it's cute that they figure out how to work it, but what they're finding is because they're not reading and playing and using their imagination, that they're actually not developing their brains fully.
Mm-hmm.
They can't focus.
Or even
they
to
have
a detriment.
More ADD.
Maybe what? Not. Or even backwards. Not even to a just
a
stopping.
They're
it. It's going back.
It's going back.
I firmly believe there'll be a day we look back and talk about gaming and devices the same way we do cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time where even children could smoke. little 12-year-olds and
stuff. Oh, no.
I mean, back in the day, before child labor laws and all this. Like, way back.
Back in the day, it was up to your parents whether you smoked cigarettes or drank.
Yeah.
And they did.
The government didn't tell your 12-year-old he couldn't drink beer
and
smoke cigarettes.
But no one actually
understood. Father told you that.
Oh, this can give you cancer. I mean, the science wasn't there. And people, you know, people used to smoke on airplanes.
But we also took our... They smoked on airplanes.
I really think there's going to be a day where people shudder and say, oh, you remember when we gave iPads to babies?
Yeah.
And they're going
to... Or we read to them in women's clothing? I mean, it's all sorts of crazy stuff that we do.
Yes.
Oh, really? You're going to still do that? Okay, we're way over the break. Bert, thank you so much for calling in from Theodore.
Take my coffee.
All right, we'll be right back. Call us at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Serta's Brewing Studios. It's a great thing. And don't forget, you can get my column at thecallnews.com. We talked about that earlier, but we're off the column already. And one of the other ones, and this is brewing, and it's going to probably come to a head. This is brewing, and it's going to come to a head at Serta's Brewing in 3 months. It'll be us again. That's not where I was going, but I didn't realize the pun until you started laughing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This will actually come to a head next week. September 8th, there is the Drag Queen Reading to Kids at the Ben May Library on Saturday the 8th at 10:00. And your local Tea Party, the Common Sense Campaign, is organizing – I don't know if it's a protest or more of a demonstration to show that there's people who don't believe in that for children. And here's the thing about I wanted to get in about this. It's not really a protest of drag queens. It's not a freedom of speech issue because there's drag queens and all sorts of nonsense on Conti Street every night.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I went to a Mobile murder mystery dinner, and the intermission entertainment was a drag queen.
Yeah.
And it was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the interesting thing is that that night was a Friday night, or a Saturday night. There were only adults in the room.
Yeah.
Right.
There were only adults in the room.
Yes.
And nobody jumped up and said, no, you don't have the right to dress in women's clothing even though you're 6'6" and weigh 350 pounds. No, go ahead if you want to be in those heels at that weight.
And perform.
And perform and sing and dance. And
yeah,
it was quite entertaining and funny until he sat in my lap. But hey, it was entertaining, okay? But we didn't have a problem with it. Why would you think that reading, and a drag queen is almost like a stripper type thing. Why is that a pro? Should strippers go, hey, I work at the candy store. Should the candy store have a reading hour for 3 to 8 year olds? Should Serta's Brewing have a beer tasting for 3 to 8 year olds? Should Havana Ray Cigar Lounge have a cigar smoke out for 3 to 8 year olds?
Exactly.
It's not about freedom of speech, you goobers. It's about what's appropriate for children.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's the whole issue.
They're just poking us in the eye.
Exactly, and expecting
the reaction that we're giving them. Actually,
well, I know I think that's right.
To some degree, I think we're giving them exactly what they're looking for.
They want us to be
kind of like when
there's
been some of these terrible school shootings, and you know the suspect is still with us, you know, and everyone keeps saying, well, why do we keep saying his name on TV? Isn't this what he wants? He wants this attention.
Well, it's kind of that. They go for the attention.
It's almost, you know, it's
want.
One of
they
those things.
The
like,
attention.
They kind of.
They, that's exactly.
However, it's still our job to protect kids. But, you know, what about the parents? Like, there's going to be no 3 to 8 year olds that just show up.
No, the
parents will bring them.
There are LGBT parents.
Well, that's
they're
it. That's what I mean.
They're going to bring their children.
And they're going to be all about it.
And they're going to be all about it. And they're going to take this, and that's why it's a fine line, they're going to take the demonstration as hate on their children.
Right. Right.
And it's not hate on their children. It's concern for their children that they're – it's the same – to me, it's the same concern if you were taking your kids down there and you bought the Serta's Brewing sampler, which I highly recommend.
The flight.
Right. For adults.
for adults. Not for 3 to 8 year olds. Don't misunderstand.
They're like little
for adults.
Right. 8 ounce things.
The little eight.
And
yeah,
you can get all
eight,
the different samples. They're
the,
little ones.
The baby. The baby.
The little baby ones.
Yeah.
But you don't do that for 3 to 8 year olds. What's no. that? Come on. It's just.
Well,
it,
I'm
it's
like
crazy.
Mark, and he
but
brought this up. I think it's an orchestrated. Very orchestrated
yeah,
provocation.
Started in San Francisco.
Right.
And that's what it's
it
be.
Did.
And the idea is that you will go down there and you will be ugly, and then they will use it to say, look, the Christians hate other people. The Christians don't. We love all people. But just like Christ, we don't love this. We hate the sin.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's all there is to it.
And Christ himself always let people choose not to follow him. He never,
he never forced himself. He said no.
Right.
John Williams, our city councilman, said that 3 to 8 year olds don't drive. So there's another example.
Yeah.
So Dean McCrary, Kia.
They don't have a driving day.
Test driving for 3 to 8 year olds. What? I mean, it all falls in. What do you don't do this with 3 to 8 year olds.
And no, John, government cannot fix anything. In fact, most of the time, government can't fix anything.
Right.
Most of the time,
so
government
the
needs to stay far
no offense,
away.
No offense.
Stay away.
And you know, the other thing about this thing with the drag queen in there, like I had my son who's 3 and a half. At Chuck E. Cheese, right? Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks
That's
the games
the worst
are cool.
Place, Pete.
But you know what? I know when the rat is out.
the big mouse?
The big mouse. When the big rat's out. You know how I know?
How do you know?
Because my son is in my lap. He is trembling in my
lap. He hates
lap.
It.
He
well, he's
hates
smart. Because I
rat,
hate it, too.
Right?
I don't
Chuck
even
e.
like Chuck E. Cheese
Can
at
you
all.
Imagine if he was at the Ben May? Did you see the picture of the bearded dude in drag?
Yep.
My poor son is, well, he'll be going, Dad, where's the rat? Let's go back to the rat.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, he was
really
like, that was easy.
Okay. We got Sergeant Bubba holding patiently on line one. What do you got for us, Sergeant Bubba?
Well, boils down to, I had a buddy of mine, his brother, about 55 years ago, went to a college, going to be a school teacher. Well, he done that. But he met some nutty professor up there that was an atheist and converted that boy. That boy used to sing in the choir, married the preacher's daughter, and first one thing another, and then he went nuts. And then when his mama died, she wanted to have her funeral at this church she belonged to all them years. And he pitched a fit, said, no, it ain't happening. We're going to have a graveside service. And told the preacher to make it short and sweet. And I think it lasted about 15 minutes.
Sergeant Bubba, that's terrible to deny the woman who had a godly life and believed in her Lord.
But if you look at the university that boy went to, if you look at these public schools.
No, they do that. Sergeant, I'm sorry.
If you don't have...
Sergeant Bubba, we're out of time, folks. We're up against the hard break. Sorry, we should have got you on. We will be back next week at Surtur's Brewing again soon. Honey, it is time to come home.